Welcome to a Cheerful Curmudgeon Podcast. I'm Art Zeno. Thanks for joining me on my very first attempt at a podcast. I wrote this morning that I was going to go out and get some equipment and that I would try podcasting and post the first thing here, so here it is. What happened? I went out last night on Craigslist. Love that website, by the way. Anyway, last night I went out on Craigslist, found myself a nice MXL990 microphone, brand new, still in the box, still wrapped in plastic. Talked to the guy and went over this morning and picked it up. Then went over to the Guitar Center and picked up a PV6 mixing board and associated cables and microphone stand and hooked it all up. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm completely new to this pro audio whole scene. I know a bunch about computers. I've dealt with stereos. That dates me a bunch. Stereos for years and years. So I know a fair amount about that stuff. But I've never dealt with any of this before. So it's a completely new experience to me. Basically, the microphone is what's called a condenser mic. You know, a regular microphone like you hook up to your cell phone or your desk phone and a headset is probably a dynamic mic. That means that it's just got a, it's like a speaker. When the air pressure moves the speaker cone, that moves a coil and makes electricity. It's the coil sitting next to a magnet or inside of a magnetic field that makes electricity. The condenser mic is more sensitive because it's actually got a condenser or a capacitor inside it, and the air, instead of having to move a big paper cone, just has to move a little bit of the capacitor. That capacitor actually has to be charged by electricity, and that has to come from some sort of power source. So one of the roles of the mixing board is to provide electricity out through the microphone cable. It actually puts 48 volts of electricity in the microphone cable and sends that out to the microphone to charge that capacitor or that condenser and make the whole thing work. Then the mixing board actually is one of these whiz-bang things with all the knobs. I never knew what the things did until I actually got one and started to play with it. It's got knobs for gain. I can turn things up and down and even move things to the right or to the left. And got places to plug in a couple of microphones, and each one of them even has a graphic equalizer so that I can make myself sound real deep and sexy. Or maybe that's the Elvis sound. I don't know. But I can sit and play with all these knobs and change how things sound. And there's even room to plug in, like I say, another mic, a couple of musical instruments. I get my friend Chris to bring his electric guitar over. Maybe somebody come over with keyboards or organ or something, get in there behind me. I sure can't play anything besides a CD player or a tape deck, something like that. I could plug those in here too, I suppose, and do all kinds of interesting things there. Then I come out of the back of the mixing board, and I go into a little add-on sound card that I put onto my my laptop. This thing just looks like a little silver hockey puck with blinking red light. I think the red light's just so that it's cool. And it has a line input. The only thing my laptop has is a microphone input, and that's not the right level. I tried hooking stuff up to that other than a microphone, and just got this terrible whistling. It was really bad. So back in, I think it was November, December, something like that, I got this little hockey puck. My stepmom had some old LPs that she couldn't listen to anymore because she has no record player anymore. And I converted them to CD for her. They're the old-fashioned kind of LP, not like the ones they make these days. They were heavy and thick and actually still in mono. I expect lots of you guys listening to me don't even know what mono is, so let me explain that one. It's just like stereo if you only have one ear in the middle of your forehead. That's about it. So anyway, these were pretty cool, and we converted those for her and sent them off for Christmas, and she seemed to like those a bunch. And then this hockey puck's just been sitting in the drawer and didn't have anything to do. So now it does. That runs into the laptop. The laptop actually is a Lenovo T60, and it's running Ubuntu Linux. And then on top of that, I'm using the Audacity audio editing software to capture this and then edit it down and turn it into a podcast. So I'm still, like I say, pretty new to this, trying to figure out how it all works. I suspect, I hope I'll have more interesting things to say in the future. I'll just leave you with one thought. Next task for the weekend, probably tomorrow, Candy and I have a batch of beer brewing that's a European Bock, and that's got to come out of the bucket and go into the bottles, and then right around April Fool's Day, we should have some homemade beer to taste. This is, I don't know, maybe we've made six, eight batches before, something like that, so looking forward to this. It's been way too long since we've had some homemade beer to brew. And anyway, thanks for coming by. Look forward to talking with you again, and have a good day. This has been a podcast by Art Zeman. The music intro and outro is from Of Wombats and Other Small Creatures by Fugue State. It's on their Dog Days album. Thanks for listening.